It's now time for the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. It's a Tuesday morning, and joining us here today is Kathy Martinez and Tim Mickle here today. Kathy Martinez is the Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, and Chief Nursing Officer, and then Tim Mickle is the Strategic Planning Coordinator. Today we're talking about Community Health Needs Assessment, which is done every 3 years. And Tim, let's start with you here today. You're here today to talk about the FHN Community Needs Assessment, or the CHNA. Tell us exactly what that is, Tim.
Okay, the Community Health Needs Assessment is a thing that we have to do. It was contained in the legislation for the Affordable Care Act, And basically what it is it's a system where we do survey work, we do statistical analysis, and try to determine what the health needs of the community is. And then theoretically, as a community hospital, we address those needs as time goes on.
All right. Now, Kathy, in terms of the community health needs assessment, do you think that this is an important thing to do? And if so, why?
Yes. The community health needs assessment really allows FHN to identify if there's certain groups that are more prone to illness, and therefore we can dedicate more resources to those populations and addressing those needs. It also allows us to promote community engagement, so we improve the results of the health and well-being of our population while we're continuous improving processes.
All right. Now, the other issue here is, for Tim, this is for you from the strategic planning side of things. How do you get the community input for this project?
There's two main ways that we get community input. One is a survey process, and it's called primary data. And we send out surveys, both paper and electronic, to as many community stakeholders as we can get input from. This is both paper and electronic. Imagine police departments, school districts, service agencies, anyone who is around the community health needs and either takes from or gives to services in our community around health needs.
And so, Catherine, from your perspective now, you know, as I think about this, is this an FHN project or is this a community project?
Well, the nonprofit hospitals are required to conduct the community health needs assessment every 3 years. It's really essential the entire community is involved to improve the health of all local residents. And the plan to address the community health needs assessment is truly a community project where we need many hands and people involved. We know as in healthcare that only 20% of one's overall health is directly impacted by the healthcare team. The other 80% of one's health is influenced by the social determinants of health, items such as access to healthy food, support systems, education, safety, transportation. And therefore, it will take the efforts of the entire community to focus on preventing disease and managing symptoms and overall well-being.
Now, Tim, this project has been done, it has to be done every 3 years. So how does the community needs health assessment for this year build on the one that you guys did 3 years ago?
Well, obviously, we don't make a right turn out of the left lane. We had four focus areas 3 years ago. And we have two of the same focus areas this time around, community health and well-being, chronic disease management. And then this year we added two different ones, adolescent health and behavior health, based on the information we got from our survey work, which is the primary data, and from our statistical analysis, which is the secondary data. So we have two new ones for focus areas this time around.
All right. Now, from Catherine, from your perspective as Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, and Chief Nursing Officer, what results have you seen?
So we've seen quite a variety of different results. And through the program, and especially the Connect the Dots initiative, we've seen a reduction in the number of preventable infant deaths in both Stevenson and Joe Davies County. We've seen an increase in the amount of healthy food that's been accessible to our patients. Programs such as the Mobile RX Food Pantry have come out of these initiatives and the Community Health Needs Assessment. We've seen a large collaborative effort amongst all the various agencies in our area. We as a healthcare organization have seen a reduction in readmissions and ER visits within certain patient populations. And we've also seen new roles such as the complex care manager at FHN develop to assist our community in their health.
Tim, from the strategic planning coordinator side of things, Tim Mickle here today visiting with him. What is new in this community needs health assessment?
Well, I think the new things are the two focus areas we added, which are adolescent health and behavior health. And we continue with the connect the dots theme, which is to gather our partners in the community. FHN cannot do everything by itself. And frankly, the social determinants of health are very large. The community health care providers only account for about 20% of a person's health, whereas other agencies that provide services that help with the social determinants of health, there's 80%. So there's the two things that are new and the way that we are going about addressing those through working with our partners through the Connect the Dots program.
And Catherine, as Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, and Chief Nursing Officer, you know, with these new areas of focus, how are you going about starting to work on these areas of focus? Tell us about that.
So the work's already started. As soon as we begin to plan for the community health needs assessment, we're already starting to gather data to move into the next direction. So we're going to continue to work with our Connect the Dots partners, and we're really going to expand our scope over the next year. We've been focused primarily in Stevenson County, and we're going to expand to the various counties that we serve as an organization. We're also going to be working specific initiatives that include our care partners across the community, more involvement with our skilled nursing units, our religious organizations, et cetera. And then we're also going to really seek out community member engagement in the process the next 3 years. So we really want to go to our community members and identify with them and make sure that we're working on the correct initiatives as well as involving them as we make future decisions.
And finally, Tim, as a strategic planning coordinator here, where can people find the community needs health assessment and actually just, you know, read it in its entirety?
Well, if you go to our FHN website, fhn.org, there'll be the main page there. And the second item from the left under community, if you just hover over that, down at the bottom of that column, you will see the community health needs assessment. And you click there, and you can see the whole thing, the whole assessment itself with the appendix behind it, and then you can see the implementation strategy, a separate document that shows exactly what we're going to do based on the assessment.
All right, guys, great information as always. Tim Mickle, the Strategic Planning Coordinator, and Catherine Martinez, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer and Chief Nursing Officer here this morning. That's Dial-A-Doc here this morning, and the preceding Dial-A-Doc brought to you and sponsored today by FHN.